Palpatine looked up from beneath his quirked eyebrows. I was born mature, Father, fully grown, and you hated me for it, because you grasped that I was everything you can never be.
Hated you more than you know, Kasinga said, allowing his ire to rise once more. Enough to want to kill you from the start.
Palpatine stood his ground. Then you had better do it now. Kasinga took a step in Palpatine's direction, only to be hurled back against the bulkhead separating the communications room from the main cabin. A female voice from behind the closed hatch asked in distress, "What was that?" Nursing an injured shoulder, Kasinga looked suddenly like a trapped animal, his eyes wide with surprise and fear. He made a move to strike the handplate that opened the hatch, but Palpatine thwarted his effort without raising a finger. Twisting violently around, Kasinga fell over one of the acceleration chairs, bloodying his face as it struck the armrest. A pounding began on the hatch.
Guards!
Kasinga shouted. But the word had barely left his lips when the bulkhead against which he was slouched buckled inward, heaving him face first to the floor and driving the breath from him. Palpatine stood rooted in place, his hands trembling in front of him and his face stricken. Something stirred behind his incandescent eyes. He heard the pounding on the hatch and whirled.
Don't come in! Stay away from me!
What have you done?
It was his mother's voice, panicked.
What have you done?
Kasinga pushed himself to his knees and began a terrified retreat, leaving smears of blood on the deck. But Palpatine was advancing on him now.
If the Force birthed you, then I curse it,
Kasinga rasped.
I curse it.
As I do, Palpatine growled. The hatch began to slide too, and he heard the voice of the guard who had escorted him from the Jaffan 3.
Stop!
Kasinga!
His mother screamed. Palpatine pressed the palms of his hands to his head. Then, in eerie calm, streaked to the hatch, pulled the surprised guard through the threshold, and tossed him clear across the cabin. Raising his face to the ceiling, he shouted,
We're all in this now!